Hey guys, Duck Duck Goose today. Welcome back. Hey guys, why am I nervous? I don't know what's going on. I think the last episode, I got a lot of sweet messages and I feel like I have to one-up it. So it's making me nervous, but I don't have to one-up it. It's okay. Also, don't know how. I was literally crying in my bed. Hi guys, welcome back to What's That TMI. I'm your host, Sadie Crowell. If you don't know me, I'm a slut. Welcome back to What's That TMI, where we tell the truth, whole truth, nothing but the truth. I actually went and got a microphone the other day for this podcast, a new one, because I've been told by people that this microphone isn't very good, but I kind of like it. It's like cute. Can you guys actually let me know that if it's not? Because you guys might be like, no, it actually does suck. So let me know. I went and got a microphone the other day from this like guitar center, and he thought I was getting it for a guitar. I'm about to start sweating. We have a lot to unravel. Let me finish the story before my ADHD kills me. What was I even saying? Guys, I'm sick right now. Leave me alone. Oh, so I'm in this guitar center and the guy's like, oh, what's this microphone for? And I'm like, oh, I have a podcast. Audio listeners, that was my neck. Fuck. Okay, focus. I was like, oh, I have a podcast and I'm getting it for my podcast. And he was like, oh, and he was like, what's your podcast about? And I was like, what the fuck is it about? I go, I guess just like my life. And he was like, oh. And he was like, what, like, what do you mean? And I was like, honestly, like, I really don't know. And then I started thinking about it and I was like, damn, like, that's, I love you guys so much, because what the fuck is this podcast about? Like, I actually have no fucking idea. I feel like I go into every episode, I don't even know what the episode's about. Honestly, today a little bit. I actually have stuff in my notes that I didn't go over before this. Let me give you a rundown. So it's Tuesday. You might be literally watching this the day I recorded it, or it might get posted the day I recorded it. It's Tuesday. I'm trying to make a schedule for myself. I'm trying to figure out which day of the week I want to post. Let me know in the comments what you guys want and be consistent with that weekly. Well, we just got a new studio. I just literally bought a trailer for Was That TMI, and we named her Tracy. Tracy the trailer. I have a forerunner. His name's Tom. That's my car. So we have Tom, Tracy, and TMI. All T's. I thought it went well. Well, I get this trailer and I'm going to have my studio out of it because I normally record this in my car. Recently, I've been doing it in my room because my parents have been out of the house a lot. I'm 20 years old, live with my parents. If you're new here, that's my life. I live in Florida with my parents. And I couldn't do it inside ever because they were normally always home. Well, now they've been leaving a lot. And I'm like, wait, this is like, I actually could just do it in my room, but I did just buy a trailer, Tracy. So you guys will see her hopefully next episode. I'm not sure. I want to get it really set up in there and like have it how it's going to be for the next hopefully few years before I just hop in that bitch. So I'm looking at her right now out of my window, by the way. But I was like, all right, I did an episode last week. You guys were like, that shit helped me so much, which it helped me so much just talking about all of that online. I feel like I got a lot off my chest that I needed to, and I wasn't going to upload this week. I was just going to wait until I got the trailer ready, and record in there. And then I was like, you know what? I'm trying to be consistent. I'm going to upload even though I'm sick. So yesterday I went to the beach after my past weekend. Let me just, okay, so if you didn't listen to last week's episode, I was depressed. I just went through a breakup. I'm recently just turned 20. I live at home with my parents. I was having a fucking mental ass breakdown being like, what's my life? I'm a loser. And, you know, it's been a week since that day, because I think I like, it literally has been a week since that day. And navigating a breakup is already hard as shit, because that's just like, what? Never experienced that in my life. And I'm only talking about it because so many of you guys are like, oh my God, like this is so relatable. And it helped me as well. Like it helped me be like, okay, I'm not alone either. Like literally over the past weekend, I was out and I met so many girls at places I went to. And they were like, oh my God, your podcast episode, like I'm going through a breakup or this and that and that. And I was like, fuck, okay, like this really is helping people. So yeah. This shit's weird as fuck. It's really weird. It's really strange. I think I'm a little bit out of the gray cloud of the breakup, because there's definitely like a cloud that covers you for a minute. I think I'm a little bit out of that, but shit's just weird. I made an episode one time talking about losing a best friend, and I was like, losing a best friend is definitely way harder than a breakup. Yeah, well, when you're dating someone and they are your best friend, you're getting double fucking whammied. And that shit's like, I don't even know what to tell you. I don't even know. But let me just tell you what I've done since last week. I'm going to give you guys a rundown. I have a lot of thoughts. I've been literally every day whipping out my notes and typing in thoughts. Let me start off by saying I got electrocuted today. That shit was fucking whack. It made me realize, okay, I can die literally at any second, I guess, in my own home. So I lost all the MacBook chargers that I've ever owned, and I have to use my dad's, who likes to complain about it all the time, and my mom uses it too because I guess I lost her charger, which I don't think is true. I think they're just trying to blame me for that, but I'll take it. Anyways, I went to go unplug the MacBook charger this morning from her like extension box. Like, she's a little box where you can plug in a bunch of different cords, and my hair was wet from the shower. Don't think that affected it, but my dad said it did. So I went to go unplug this fucking MacBook charger, and I'm like grabbing it, not really paying attention. Next thing you know, I'm literally like fucking looks like I'm having an orgasm. It literally did. I like got electrocuted and like came to it. Like, I was like, I didn't come to it. I like came to my senses of like, oh, I just came. I'm kidding. Oh, I just got electrocuted. I'm so delulu right now, guys. I'm sweating. Is it going to be too loud if I turn on my air conditioner? Anyways, I got electrocuted and like fucking felt tingly for a little bit. It felt nothing like an orgasm. I don't know why I'm making it out to be that way. And then my dad was like, yeah, like actually a lot of people die from that type of stuff. And I was like, you know, we really are guaranteed nothing. Imagine if I got electrocuted. Like, imagine fucking turning on or going onto my fucking podcast account and there's a post like, hey, it's Sadie's mom. I'm deeply saddened to tell you that I found Sadie on the floor of my office. She got electrocuted. Like, what? That was so scary. I got electrocuted. Well, then I was also feeling sick before then. So I came upstairs to lay in bed because I was a little shaken up. And then I also was like, I want to lay down because I feel sick. And then I think I was like adrenaline rushed by the electrocution. So I went to go meet the girl who sold me the trailer. Nice girl, by the way. Really sweet girl. Definitely not watching this, but she was awesome. To get the title for the trailer, I don't know. I don't really understand any of that stuff. Hopefully one day I'll have a husband that does, because God knows I won't. I went to go get that from her. And then after I got it from her, I was like, fuck, I feel sick. My parents were just sick. A few kids that I was with over the weekend were sick. Now I feel sicky dicky. And therefore, yeah. Anyways, though, I ordered some Chick-fil-A. I had some soup, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, eggs, toast. And now we're just here to talk about my past week. So I think last week I left off by saying that I was trying to go hang out with some friends like immediately after I had gotten home and like the breakup was fresh and new, and it didn't work. Like, I was like, fuck, this is really hard. Just overthinking so much. Honestly, that's the one thing I will say. When you're in fucking a breakup and you're overthinking, that's so normal, because a lot of people I talk to are like, yeah, you're gonna overthink. Like, that's gonna be a big fucking thing. You're going to overthink a lot. And damn sure still am. It has gotten a little bit better, but like, I went to go hang out with my friends, couldn't do it. And so I knew Auburn Rodeo was this past weekend, and I was like, I don't even know if I'm gonna go, because I don't want to fucking drive there. Auburn Rodeo, by the way, I'll explain what that is later, but it's something my friends go to every year. And I was like, I don't even know if I want to go to this rodeo and like see all my friends, because what if I can't do it? What if I can't like get my mind off of this? And like, just what am I gonna do? And I was like, all right, I'm just gonna fucking have that mindset forever. No, I need to fucking go. So I go, and actually one of the things I was thinking about driving up there, let me pull out my notes. God, not me writing a song, help. Okay, so I've never been a socially anxious person. I'm very extroverted, very can talk to anyone, can talk to a fucking fly on the wall if I wanted to. Like, I'm just very out there, outspoken. Like, you bring me in a crowd of people and I'm gonna talk to the one person that no one talks to, just because that's how I am. And so I find myself now trying to have the least amount of human interaction possible, not because I don't want to, actually somewhat, because, okay, so for example, the reason I wrote this down this day is I was going to the store to pick up this microphone from the Guitar Center, and I was trying to order it online. I was like calling them like, hey, if I place this order, like how early can I get there to pick it up? And can you guys do curbside pickup? And I was like, why am I doing that? Like, I'm literally doing that because I don't want to walk inside and have human interaction for a second. And that's what's fucking us up. That is literally what's gonna be like the downfall of future generations there's gonna, like, we're not gonna have to socially interact anymore, and human beings need that. Like, that's literally something that makes us happy. I went into this guitar place, talked to the man there, he asked me on my podcast. Did it, like, fulfill me? No, but is that just good and a normal thing that we should do as human beings? Abso-fucking-lutely. The guy wasn't from here. He was from, I think, Philadelphia. Like, I had a conversation with him, and I wasn't even trying to. It's just, like, that's how life should be. I feel like so many things are now, like, so simple, where we can buy things online and we can place our orders at the grocery store before we go and pick them up. I get it. It does help. It saves time, and people have busy lives, but if you don't have to do it, try not to, because that interaction is good. And I'm like realizing for myself, I'm almost getting like social anxiety and like trying to limit my social seeings of people. And I'm like, that's gonna literally fuck me up. I think that's something too, like being in a relationship for so long, I wouldn't talk to as many people as I would normally talk to, which is a normal thing when you're in a relationship. But I'm almost like, you kind of get out of it and you're like, fuck, like this is really hard, because a lot of people you would normally talk to, you don't talk to anymore. And it, you have to like kind of start evaluating everything and going back into situations that you stepped out of for a while. And it's really scary, really hard. And just, I don't know, something I was like, I need to really like try and get out there more, talk to more people, because it does make me happy. It makes me happy. And I think it makes everyone happy when you're around good people and talking to people a lot. Okay. So anyways, did some YouTube stuff, was kind of just doing my own thing. And then I was getting ready for rodeo. So I went to go drive up to rodeo, and this drive, y'all, I love driving. You guys know that about me. I drive all over the place. I've had Tom, my Toyota, for literally 2 years. He's like, has 70,000 miles on him. I drive so fucking much, and I love it because I can listen to music and I just like have my own fun. I'm literally like my own best friend at times. But I was overthinking like a motherfucker on my way up to this fucking rodeo, which rodeo is 3 hours from my house. It's in Auburn, Alabama. If you live in the South, you probably know what that is. If you don't, it's like this rodeo that's been held for like so long now, and they do it in the fall and spring. And it's basically like this big ass fucking field where everyone parks their cars, tailgates all day. And then there's singers at the end of the day that like come onto stage, and it's just a fun time. Zach Bryan was playing there. He's like fucking a huge country artist. So it's a pretty big event that's held. And I've gone to them for the past like 4 years, I want to say. And so I was driving up there. I was excited to see all my friends. I haven't seen a lot of them in a while. And I started just getting so much anxiety because I was like, you know, I feel like my home almost, I didn't have a home anymore. And by that, I mean, like, obviously the relationship I was in, I would be talking to that person the whole time, driving up there, or texting them, or being like, what are you doing? And like, not having that, not having any idea what that person's doing, or like that sense of the hominess, felt so weird. And I started freaking out, just started overthinking, started thinking about a million different things. And I start, something I do a lot too, is I convince myself being in social media that I need to only have friends in social media. Not because I like think I fucking am this big person and whatever. I'm just like, oh, those are gonna be the only people that can like relate to me in my life. And I feel like that's not really true. And something with social media that's so hard, unless you find the right people, which don't get me wrong, I've met a lot of awesome people in it, but you also meet a lot of people where you're like, this is toxic. And I actually was talking to my friend Isabel, who I want to have on here so bad. She's going through a breakup right now too. We were talking about all this stuff, and she was like, dude, like social media gets lonely. And I'm like, I know, it does. And it reminds me sometimes of almost like high school. I felt like I was never really understood in high school. I felt like I was never really accepted by like those who I wanted to be accepted by. And I felt like the people I felt like I would relate to the most didn't fuck with me and almost put themselves above me in social media and in the fucking world. Like, this is just feeling insecure in your work, friend groups, whatever. In social media, trying to hang out with other people in like in the same category as you, who are almost like in a sense your coworkers in a way, can suck. It can suck. And same thing with girls in college, guys in college, and fucking frats, sororities, you in high school friend groups, you're working a real life job as a nurse, and you're fucking, the other nurses there think they're top notch because they went to school longer than you did. It sometimes feels like a competition. And when I look back on my timeline of social media, I feel like I was at my peak happiness when I didn't really know anyone else in this industry. Like, I feel like when I just lived at home with my family, didn't travel a bunch, kind of just did my own thing, and had like friends who lived very normal lives, I didn't ever feel like I was in a competition at all, or like I was having to like prove myself to be good or talented, or like, oh, I can do this or whatever. Like, the fact that people will walk up to other people and be like, how many followers do you have, is actually hilarious to me. It's so fucking funny to me. And I think it's, you know, you can take someone with 60 million followers and they might not have that mindset at all. I'm not trying to like point out certain people or say the bigger you get, the more you turn into that. I don't think that's true. I've met people who have very big followings and they don't act like that at all. But then you can sometimes meet people that don't, but they put themselves up there and you're like, fuck me compared to this person, I suck. Fuck that. Like, we're all fucking human. We're all on the same level. I made an episode about that about 2 weeks ago. No one's better than anyone. I don't care how many followers you have, how much money you have, how many friends you have. No one's fucking better. No one's better. Everyone's on the same level. At the end of the day, we all have hearts. And I think the main thing that matters is how good your heart is. Because if your heart's not good, we're all gonna die. And the only thing we're left with is like the love we were able to share to people, with people, to people. I don't know. When I was thinking of all of this, I was thinking of my first trip out to LA ever. And I was in high school at the time. I missed my senior prom because there was an opportunity that came up and I was like, I need to go to LA. And I remember meeting groups and being in groups, and I was in a group of girls, and some of them got invited over to, funnily enough, Josh Richards' house. This was like literally, I was like 16 years old. And I remember me and this other girl, they didn't let us come. Not the guys, the other girls didn't invite us. And we were like all staying together. And the other girls went over to his house in like a huge group to meet up with another group. And me and one other girl didn't get invited. Like, they were like, oh, sorry, like, we can't have that many people. And I wasn't even like, I was just like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, what the fuck? Like, you guys are just assholes. We wound up getting drunk at Saddle Ranch and it was actually really fun. But I was just like, that's the shit I can't stand. Like, I remember it was my last night there and I was like, I can't wait to leave because I just can't stand that shit. It just, it pisses me off. And I'm not saying it only happens out in LA and in the social media world. It happens in real life. And just when you're put in those situations, I think back to high school me, like, when I was put around toxic groups and feeling like I was this big and they were this big, I got out. I was like, fuck that. I would go home and I would record YouTube videos and they would make fun of me and I'd be like, fuck you, I don't care. Like, and it made me happy. Just find things that make you happy. Find groups that make you happy. Find people that make you happy. I saw this quote and it said, focus on the love in your life right now and those who see you for you. Like, if you let one hate comment ruin your day, you're ignoring the fucking hundreds of comments that were so good. Why do we let that one comment get to us? We shouldn't. Why are we gonna let that one friend group, like, or that one person maybe, that are assholes or think they're better than you, get to us when we have all these other people or all these other things that love us? Even if it's just one person, I would rather go hang out with my one friend McKinley in high school than be around the group who I felt like shitted on me. And I would be way more happy with McKinley than trying to fucking one up these girls and like try and act like I'm this big person and I can take their shit and I am as good as them and trying to prove myself. Fuck that. Fuck that. Literally, you don't need to prove yourself to anyone. Have a good heart. And if other people can't see that, or they're too ignorant to see that because they think they're better than you, focus on the love in your life right now, and that's there and that's present, versus focusing on what's not. Let be, let what is be. What? I'm fucking delusional at the moment. What am I even saying? Anyways, I was overthinking that a lot on the way up there. I wound up calling my friend Delaney, who's awesome, talking to her for like half the ride. And I do think talking to people helps. Holding things in does not help at all. When I talk to people, I feel so much better, even if they're not going through what I'm going through. Just talking about it, talking to people, maybe listening to this, literally talk to me, talk to yourself. I talk to myself all the time. Talk to God. God has gotten me through this shit. I'm not kidding. Like, having that peace of mind and just laying down at night, because that's when I overthink the most, and just being like, there's a plan. God's got me. He is going to control what people think of me, what people should be in my life, what people shouldn't. I need to chill out and just let things happen. Talk to God, talk to people, talk to yourself, talk to your family. You're going to be okay. It's going to be fine. Anyways, that was my overthinking session on my way up to Auburn Rodeo. So I get to Auburn Rodeo. I was staying at my friend Emily's house, who We actually met so randomly because I went and stayed at her house one time because she lives in Auburn. We met randomly though, and like we get on like a fucking house on fire. Like we just get along so well. And so we were going and staying at her house. I was with all the TikTok boys that I've known for like, I want to say over a year now. I met them all at a music festival. It's like Creesh, Tyler, Whitney was there, Whitney Wren, just a whole group of people. And I love these kids. Like they're just, you know, I love people with good hearts, and I feel like a lot, we all like look out for each other. It's really weird. I feel like we're all really close, like brother and sister. There's fucking air mattresses all over the house. No one's fucking like paying attention if someone's getting dressed right there. It's literally like a fucking reality TV show, I feel like, and we all just are brother and sister and just no one gives a fuck. That night, everyone was like, we're going out tonight. I was like, whoa, it's 9 p.m. I don't know if I can go out tonight, especially since we have to be up early tomorrow. And they were like, nope, we're going out. So I got ready, went out, and it did feel good because I haven't done that in a long time. And it just felt like meeting you guys helps a lot because it puts me back in the mindset of like, this is what I do. This is what I do. Because I do, like, weirdly enough, I forget who I am a lot. Like, I forget that I even have anything going on. I, like, look at other people's lives and just fall into their lives and, like, just see myself as, like, a friend. And I forget that I even have my own shit going on a lot. I just throw up my mouth. I don't know why I do that. I think it's because I just love being around people and, like, talking to people and hearing about, like, other people's lives. And when I do, I just completely forget that I even do my own shit. And being around you guys and you guys being like, oh, this podcast or this video or where's Kelly? Kelly's my mom. It does help me a lot. And you guys were so sweet. A lot of you guys had listened to last week's episode. You guys were just so nice, so uplifting, and so supportive. Made me feel so much less alone. Every single one of you was like, we're buying you a shot. Like, you better fucking take it. It was just so cute and wholesome. I saw some old friends that I hadn't seen in a while. And then got back to Emily's that night, went to bed. I woke up so hungover. I have not been that hungover in a while. I felt like I had a fever, which low-key sussed me out because my mom and dad were sick last week, which I now realize I have now. But I woke up and thought I was actually sick, and everyone was like, stop being a little bitch, like, get up, we're going. And so, got up, got ready for the festival, went to the festival, or rodeo, and like I said, it's like a big field, and everyone parks their cars. There's probably thousands of cars there. We had taken the Sprinter van, so me and, like, a group stayed in the Sprinter van kind of all day, just, like, drinking a little bit and doing whatever. And then we went into the festival. This is where I got to meet a ton of you guys too. You guys are just so much, like, y'all are so fun and so funny. We got into the festival. We were kind of just messing around. I vlogged this and I put it on TikTok. So if you want to go watch it, there's like a TikTok vlog of this. And I saw Lane. Lane's one of like my best friends. I met him last year. Weirdly enough, he just Snapchatted me and we don't even Snapchat each other. That's so funny. What the fuck? He's one of my like really good friends, and we kind of just get along and relate about stuff. We like never talk when we're apart, but then when we see each other, always just like are like bring out the worst of each other, but it's funny. And so me and him were kind of just taking shots of water, and then me and Emily went to the bathroom. Well, then we came back out and everyone was gone, and we were like, what the hell? Lane's best friend is Jaden, and we had seen them, and at this rodeo there's no service. I've talked about that before. And so then we went up and we found Alex Holum, who does like the Go Mobile stuff on TikTok. He's so funny. I met him at, I think, Rock the South at like the beginning of the summer, which is another festival. I literally meet all these people at festivals. Saw him. He was like so somber. Him and his friend Kyle were kind of just chilling. They were like, yeah, we're exhausted, like whatever. Zach Bryan's playing on stage. Me and Emily are like, why is no one hype? Then one of the boys from the Savannah Bananas baseball team, who I DM'd like so long ago, I had seen him at the bar the night before, and then he like tapped me on the shoulder at the festival, and this is a festival with literally thousands of people, and he like taps me on the shoulder and he's like, yo, and then like runs off. And I was like, wait, what? And then I was like, let's go find them and we can hang out with them. But we go and find them, they're kind of just like chilling too, and we're like, all right, we're ready to like throw down if Revival comes on. And so we go back, we see these two security guards that are just thriving. One of them has like the longest hair down to his butt, just like throwing it around. And I'm like, okay, this is the vibe. We're standing there dancing with them for a while. Then Jaden and Lane come up and they're like, everyone left you. And we're like, wait, what? Because the concert wasn't even nearly over. And we were like, what do you mean? And they were like, everyone left. Like, they left in the van. They already left the event. Well, the event's like 30 minutes from the city. And we're like, oh, and there's no service. And they're like, so we need to leave. Well, this is when everything kind of kicked in, because I don't know why that likes to happen right before I have to get in the vehicle. Not driving, by the way, passenger. Everything kind of kicked in and I was like, I'm not leaving, because I was a little bit intoxicated. And so not really sure what happened. Just next thing I know, I'm dancing with a whole new group of security guards. We're all linked arms, holding hands like this, spinning around in a circle. I want to say there was about 8 of them. And me and Emily are just dancing with them. Next thing you know, I'm cradled in Lane's arms, getting carried out. And like, I do remember this, but I remember being like, why is he carrying me? And I asked him that later and he was like, because you wouldn't leave. And I was like, okay, makes sense. But God bless Lane, he had to carry me like a mile, I guess, out of Rodeo. And then we left and we all went to the bar that we were at the night before. And me and Emily went in and we were like, no one's here. Obviously, everyone's still at Rodeo listening to Zach Bryan sing Jaden and Lane. Why did they tell us everyone left? They didn't. So we left Jaden and Lane and we're like, we're going back to the house. We ordered DoorDash. We ate so much food. Then once again, I'm getting carried upstairs. My face. And they're like, you fell asleep downstairs on the couch. And then laid down, went to bed. Next morning, had a debrief with some of the boys, which is always the best part, the hungover, like, debrief of everything that happened. Then I drove home, and I was so happy. And I was just like, obviously, that's not how every weekend looks for me in my life, but I'm just living life. Like, that's what I realized. I was like, all this overthinking of, like, what's my consistent friend group? Who are my consistent friends? All of this, it's like, I don't realize a lot of people don't have that. A lot of people aren't with the same people every single weekend. Like I have a group of people from high school that I'm close with. It's McKinley's older sister's friend group because we just got along with them. And they're all like a friend group that still hangs out. They all live in Georgia and like they go do things together on the weekends and stuff. But I realize I'm like, that's not completely normal. Like a lot of people don't have the same friend group. Like they got really lucky. They just still have the same friend group that are like tight knitted. And it's like, a lot of people I was with at the rodeo, they're all going to different places back home too. I get so freaked out thinking like, oh, okay, that was so fun. I need to find something to do next weekend to be okay. And I was like, no, that was fun. I'm going to go home, do my own thing, be patient, talk to the people I want to talk to over the phone. Don't go on my phone if I don't want to. Hang out with my family, figure out plans as they come, and just be patient. I constantly am trying to figure out future. And I think it is good to make plans. I think plans get you excited for things, but I'm always thinking like, okay, what am I going to do when December rolls around and everyone's chilling out and blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, I just need to chill. Take life day by day. Nothing's guaranteed. Not even tomorrow. Fuck, I know that. I got fucking electrocuted earlier. But literally, like, nothing's guaranteed. We just need to take life day by day, chill out, and enjoy every moment. Today, I'm sick in bed. I could be like, fuck, damn it. I want to go hang out with friends, talk to people, and I'm sick. Am I going to be sick this weekend? But instead, I'm like, I'm going to chill in bed, record a podcast episode, edit a YouTube video, watch a scary movie on my TV with my candle lit that hopefully isn't going to melt all the way. Eat some Chick-fil-A and just chill. Set up my podcast studio this week. Just kind of do my own thing. Fuck, I might go buy a guitar from Guitar Center. Learn how to fiddle the strings a little bit. I've been painting a little bit recently. That sounds weird. I know. And just chill, you know? My grandparents just went to Italy. I might go surprise them. I know I can say that because they're definitely not watching this. I might get asked to go to Hawaii in 2 weeks. I might get asked to go do something else. I might not get asked to do anything for the next 2 months. I'll figure it out. It's gonna be okay. God's got it all planned anyways, and if we can just trust and have faith in that, we are a-okay. Something else I wrote down, I was thinking about this last night, is sometimes I focus on dreams of other people's dreams, what other people want, and I compare it to like what I want, and I need that, I might want that. And here's what you have to do in life sometimes when you're thinking that way. That might sound really weird and random, and if it does, just skip a few. But I'll like look at other people doing other things. Like I'll look at someone working at an aquarium and be like, wait, I want to do that. Or I'll listen to other people be like, I want to make $6 million in the next 5 years. And I'm like, shit, okay, I want that too, because I want to get set up for life. Or I'll hear someone else be like, I am trying to be the biggest talk show host in the world. I want my podcast to be the biggest in the world. And I'm like, okay, I need to work towards that too. Then I take a step back and I'm like, what are my actual dreams? What do I actually want? What actually is going to make me happy in life? I need to focus on that and not compare it to what everyone else is focused on. Your happiness might not be someone else's happiness, and that's okay. Find people around you who like similar things, have similar interests, and yeah, stop comparing other people's dreams and goals to yours. That's helped me a lot too with overthinking. And I think also having faith in God, knowing that we're all lost, and it's almost kind of beautiful. Like, it's almost a beautiful thing that, like, life's such a surprise. We have no idea what's going to happen. We are in control a little bit, but really we're not at all. We can control our feelings. We can control who we talk to. But if someone's taken out of our life and they won't talk to us anymore, we can't control that. That's in God's hands now. And if someone thinks badly of you, you can't control that at all. But you can control the way you treat others and the way you act in certain situations. And as long as you work on that and you try and make yourself happy and make others happy, it's all that really matters. But we're all lost and it's kind of beautiful. I like that. I did ask you on the Was That TMI Instagram to give me questions for this episode specifically. So we're going to go ahead and jump right into those. First question, plans for future. No idea. I think right now I want to focus on the podcast. I want to focus on YouTube. I've always tried to get consistent, but I've never really like done it. So I really, really want to try and get on a consistent schedule with this and YouTube. It's definitely hard doing both, especially with merch and my tanning company and trying to think about all those things and trying to also have a little bit of a personal life. But I think it is possible. Why am I spread eagle right now? Halloween culture, dressing slutty for fun versus doing something chill with friends. I've actually thought about what I'm going to be for Halloween. And I'm like, should I do something funny or should I do something slutty? And I think it doesn't matter. It's like, I'll be fine going to the club dressed as like Theo Vaughn. And I'll also be fine going to the club dressed as like a Dallas Cowboys cheerleader. And I think honestly, a guy said this to me this weekend. I was trying to figure out what to wear. And I was asking a dude, I was like, what looks the best? What's like, she's hot. And he was like, I'm not gonna lie, it literally is just about a girl's personality. And I was like, you're just saying that. But I was like, it is. Think about guys. There can be a really hot guy. And then there can be a guy who's like, in your opinion, not as hot as the other guy, but his personality's better, you're gonna fuck with him more. If I go to the bar dressed as Theo Vaughn and my personality's popping, let's go. Like, I wanna fuck with the people who fuck with me because I'm dressed like Theo Vaughn, not because I just look hot and they're trying to bone, because a lot of men just want that. Okay. How to not always be the second option. Never be the second option. Ever. I think there's a difference between being the second option and being the thing that someone actually wanted, but they had to figure that out. And when they have to figure that out, they got to get you back. So I don't know. Like, I think for me, it's like if someone who I was with left me for someone else and then came back and was like, I didn't realize how good you are, I would be like, oh, you have a lot of work to do now. If it's a difference of like, you're not with someone for a while and they're with someone else and then they come back and they're like, it was just never the same as it was with you. It's a little bit different, but I don't know. Don't be an option at all, honestly. I don't know. That it depends on the situation. Boo Bear is never an option to me. If you're listening, Boo Bear is my stuffed dog. Love him. A lot of people have slept with him, actually. He has a high body count. Let's do another episode with Anthony Cause. I have been talking to Anthony a lot lately. I want to do an episode with him soon. Advice for when you're in a relationship. I think if you're young, I think it depends. I'm someone, like, I'm not a relationship girl, but then I'm also not your, like, I'm going to go fuck around town girl. Like, I'm not that at all. Honestly, Sadie single is celibate. I don't want a relationship because it's like I can't make any promises of future to someone. Relationships are weird when you're young. I feel like if I moved to an area, met someone in that area, we got along and it just made sense. It would make sense and I would do it. I did see this quote and it was like, when God sends something to you, it comes with confirmation. And then he was like, and when God sends you something and it's tricky and it's confusing and it's hard and it brings out bad sides of you or the other person or other people, it's not sent from God. And I was like, that's interesting. That's very interesting. If something gets really, 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 really hard and it's like almost impossible, I feel like you almost do less damage by not being in the relationship versus then being in it. But I think when you're in a relationship, if it's a happy relationship, just have fun. Just have fun. Don't worry too much about the future. Just have fun. It's hard when you are in a relationship with someone because you start thinking about the future, you start making plans with that person when it does get serious. And, you know, just having fun and not thinking is a lot easier said than done. But I think if it feels right and you're enjoying it, enjoy it. Love is beautiful. It's literally a gift. So talk about toxic relationships. I think you can be in a toxic relationship and you might not be toxic and the other person might not be toxic. You guys are just toxic together. And I think that's a really hard thing to deal with because you just want it to work so bad and you don't know what to do. And I think, you know, if you're even questioning if it is, probably is. So think long and hard about how to fix it and how quickly you can. And if you can't, you know, I guess just think about that. I don't really know. How have you really been? Better. I've been better, I will say. And I think, you know, no one's great all the time. And even with what's going on in my life that you guys know of, even without that going on, I probably would still come on here and talk about something else that's questioning my mind and stuff. And that's just, that's life. And I think the most peace I ever get is God. Hello, sweetie. Hey. Hi.
I was going to ask, can I move your car?
Yeah, just be very careful, please. You need my keys. They're up here.
Coming.
Bye. It's my little brother. What's your biggest fear? Losing people I love. That's something I hate. How to be single. We're doing it, guys. We're back to it. And it's weird. It's hard. Having just like that cuddly love is so fucking good. It's so fucking awesome. And when you don't, you're like, fuck, I want that. And I think you have to be happy being single in a way. But then also, females and males thrive off of having a crush. Everyone thrives when they have a crush. I feel like that's just a thing. I need to find someone who doesn't and bring them on the podcast and have them help not only y'all, but me as well. Because I feel like having a crush, having someone you're thinking of, it's just like, it creates fun in your life. And I feel like whether people want to admit it or not, everyone's always fucking looking a little bit. Everyone's always looking a little bit for something, someone. I think being single is so fun because you can kind of just, you know, you do what you want. You live at your own pace and you're not really worried about letting someone know what you're doing. Or, you know, when you're in a relationship, you make a commitment, like you're very committed to that person's life and whatever. And I think when you're single, you're not. So it's kind of like you're free, you can do what you want. But it's also like, you know, if you're a people person, you love thinking about having people around. And that's how I am. I love thinking about having people around. I love having people around. I think it helps when you have a best friend that's always around, which I don't, except I have all you guys. But, you know, it's like, if you're in a relationship and you're not getting out of it because you don't know how to be single, but you know the relationship isn't for you, get out of the relationship. I've had a lot of friends go through that. You can be single. You're going to be okay. And if you're in a relationship where you're, like, wanting to get out of it, but you're not because you're scared and you're just comfortable, it's only going to get harder, is what I would say. This girl said, how do you be okay alone when you have been so codependent on someone else for so long? It's hard. It's weird. I think other people help. God helps a lot too. Trusting God, talking to God, and just enjoying your own presence. Just like find things that you like, find things to distract yourself, entertain you, and to do. And that helps a lot. Okay, that's going to end the episode today. Thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you guys for being here again this week. I'm excited to finally get in the studio. Do you guys hear my fucking dog? She's on apeshit mode lately. I hope that you guys enjoyed. I hope that that helps a little bit. I can't wait to see you guys next week. And I hope that we can get consistent. And I'm so glad to just be in your presence because I love y'all so much. Okay. Love you, sluts. Bye.